Now, Laura, are you happy with how it's gone this time?
I am, yeah. The pups are progressing really, really well. All the carers are doing a fantastic job, and it's getting good publicity and getting a lot of community involvement too.
Now, I'm presuming you would have seen all the dogs that have been involved?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I see them. Well, initially it was on a weekly visit. It's down to about sort of fortnightly or monthly visits now with all the pups, just sort of helping out with any issues or questions that the carers have got at the time, or just going out and making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And how are they all progressing then? Because how many were there to start with?
Well, we've had a maximum of 11 up here, including Pickles, who I've got. He comes home with me every night. And look, they're all progressing at a different rate. They're all individuals. Some are excelling in one area and some are excelling in another. But on a whole, they're all sort of at a level where I don't think there's any reason why they wouldn't be accepted into the 6 months training, at least for the trainers to assess them. But yeah, look, they're all at a slightly different level. They've all got their own personalities, so it's always going to happen.
So what happens then for that 6 month training period? It'd be very different for them, I imagine, leaving a family and going, well, I know where do they live and who looks after them and how does that all work?
Yeah, they actually go into a kennel environment. They call it Camp Cedar. which CEDA stands for Seeing Eye Dogs Australia. So they go down and they spend 6 months down there where they work with a trainer, and a trainer will have generally about four dogs that they handle every day. So they're overseen day to day for health and exercise by the kennel staff, and then they go out for a walk with their trainer once or twice a day for that 6 month period. And that's where they learn to work in harness and learn some more of their formal commands, being able to locate and find lights and seats and doors, and learn how to work in harness at the same time.
How luxurious is the kennel as well? Because many of them, of course, all of them, I'm presuming, have come from nice homes where they've probably had, you know, nice baskets and all the rest of it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we provide bedding and crates and that sort of stuff for them when they're puppies. They are all used to sleeping inside and that kind of thing, but their kennels are fully enclosed indoors and purpose-built. So, and they share that kennel with one or two other dogs as well. So they've got company all the time with a bed and a couple of toys and another mate to keep them company.
And what happens during the actual assessment as well then?
During that 6 months? Look, the trainers are always assessing them. Every walk they're assessing them. You know, just for that slight progress every walk, but they're generally just learning what, you know, it's just a continuation of what they've already learnt. Speed and tension, how fast to walk and not to pull in the harness, which they learn on a lead as well, and then by positive reinforcement being able to turn off their straight line and being able to locate a seat or a door when asked to do so.
So will all 11 dogs then go through that?
Look, we hope so, yeah. A couple of them are back in Melbourne already. But, look, there's no pup up here at the moment that we would be suggesting wouldn't make it through, at least for the initial first month or 2 months anyway, for the trainers to assess them. They've all got quite a good personality and a fairly level sort of grounding, I suppose you'd call it. So I'd say that they'd all definitely be heading down there anyway. There's no injuries or health concerns or anything with them.
Now, Coralie and Diane mentioned that they can go to the graduation, but they're not allowed to contact the dogs?
Yeah, look, it's different. For every trainer, we'll have a different way they handle it. But we do like to keep the puppy carers involved because they've done an absolutely brilliant job for us in that first 12 months. I mean, the training wouldn't happen without the carers. We need places for these pups to be raised. And giving them that first 12 months of a home environment, which is ultimately after their 6 months, it's what they'll go back to. So they need to know how to cope in a home environment. So we as trainers, the carers will be contacted, you know, at least monthly through that 6 months, just to give them an update on how the pup's progressing and how their dog's going. But also they will have the opportunity to maybe pop in and be in a vehicle and watch their dog being worked down the street in the later stages of training with the trainer working their dog under blindfold. And then there's always an option that the client is given their contact details, the carer's contact details, and it's up to the client whether they would like to write them a letter or give them a phone call just to say, you know, thanks, and the dog's made a difference to my life and working really well. So there's a different or different scenarios, I suppose, of how it can happen. But they'll definitely have that opportunity to at least see their dog.
But you do like them, what, to not really have contact with the dog once they've left?
Yeah, look, we do. But they form such a close bond. Pickles is a good example with me. He suffers a little bit of separation anxiety with me. So if I was to go down sort of 2 or 3 months later and sort of try and follow him down the street when he had a, you know, still trying to form a bond with his trainer, that could disrupt him and upset him quite a lot. So we try and make it a clean break. The carers are kept involved by letters and phone calls, and then that seeing them work from a distance, whether that was, you know, for our carers up here, if they couldn't make it down, it might be a video that the trainers had taken of their dogs working. But yeah, just that clean separation is probably not so much easy for us, but easier for the dogs anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like giving a child up for adoption, isn't it? It's going to be heartbreaking.
It is. Look, and I guess that's, we've had so much interest up here, and that's been the biggest thing that's turned people away from doing it. You know, you get all the comments, I'd love to be a part of this program, but I just don't think I could give the dog up at the end. And it is, look, it is a real concern. And you know, I've gone through it. Pickles was my third. And all I keep saying is it is different. It's not like someone knocking on the door and saying, you know, I'm here to take your pet dog of the last 5 years away from you. You go into it knowing, and you surprise yourself. You handle it a lot better than most people think they would.